A dad aims his anger
to call Child Protective Services.
Yes, ma'am.
At his ex's live-in boyfriend.
I recorded him in the conversation about why he called CPS.
Mom, I called CPS. Who wants to call tit for tat?
What you said there was, it's tit for tat.
But who did Mom bring home?
He's a sex offender. Registered sex offender that he touched little boys and girls.
Is this the last time you were arrested?
No, it wasn't.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Jelani Rogers is suing the father of his girlfriend's children, Donnell Little, for making a false report to Child Protective Services and for handing out defamatory flyers to his neighbors.
Order. All rise.
Yes, case number 35 on the calendar in the matter of Rogers versus Little.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
Mr. Rogers, this is your girlfriend, I assume.
Yes, ma'am.
And your girlfriend has two children.
Three, Your Honor.
Well, two of them are his children.
Yes.
How long have you and this young lady been together?
About 18 months.
And you live together?
Yes.
It is your claim that Mr. Little filed maliciously a false child protective complaint against you.
Yes.
And in addition, he put up some flyers around the area.
He didn't put them up, he handed them out.
Or handed them out. And what they did was to describe a prior, I assume, criminal conviction that you have.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Little says he was legitimately concerned for his children and he had an absolute right to file the Child Protective Services complaint. That's what the case is about.
Yes.
You acknowledge that you called Child Protective Services?
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to tell me why?
I called because...
Look at me. Don't look there.
Okay.
Look at me.
All right. How you doing?
Don't ask me how I'm doing. I'm doing fine.
I'm sorry. I called because she dropped my son's off to me. As he came to the door, my son was full of feces.
How old is he?
He's six.
Did you ask him what happened?
Yeah, he said, I told Mommy I had to go to the bathroom. She told me to hold it.
And
I
he said, couldn't. Okay, keep going.
I asked him, I took him, put him in the tub.
Took him in and you cleaned him up.
Yes, but she didn't have no bag for him, like no clothes, like spending the night because they stayed till Sunday. So it was like, why would you bring them over and you don't have no clothes for them?
Well, when is your normal visitation, Mr. Little?
His visitation is each and every other weekend because I do music, so sometimes I don't have
time.
Okay,
so you have visits every other weekend for the weekend?
Yes.
Why don't you have clothes at your house?
I do. I
fine.
Do.
Fine. So you changed him.
Yeah.
So she didn't have to bring clothes for him to spend the night. You have clothes at your house. So he had an accident.
Yeah.
Keep going. I'm listening.
Okay. So this is not the only time CPS has been involved. Okay.
I'm asking you, what were the things that happened that caused you to call Child Protective Service beside the accident
besides
that he
accident,
had?
They come dirty. Their clothes is dirty, their socks look like they had it on for 2 weeks.
Keep going.
I bathe them. The dirt in the tub is like they played in mud all day. And then I'm asking her why my kids have to come here dirty. Outside clothes supposed to be dirty. Not
keep
your insult.
Keep going.
You want me to keep going? Keep going.
I want you to tell me what caused you to call Child Protective Services.
Oh, because of that. He was dirty. They filled of this and dirty and everything.
So you called because your children were dirty.
Yes.
And because he had an accident in his pants because his mother wouldn't pull over or take him to a bathroom.
Yes.
Why didn't you go and file for custody of your children?
I'm going to joint custody.
No. Not I'm going to.
No. I'm, as we speak now, process. Because I haven't seen my son.
When did you call Child Protective Services?
December.
When did you file for custody?
In January.
And what's the status of that case?
They didn't call us yet to come to court or whatever yet.
And you went in and filed what kind of a petition?
I filled out first the violation because I haven't seen my son in a month.
Just a second. You saw your son's December of 2009.
Okay.
What kind of petition did you file in January 2010? First you told me custody, then you said violation.
Violation that she violated for not letting me see them.
When was the last time you saw them?
A month ago.
So you saw them in January?
No, I haven't been seeing my son. I be on the road a lot. I see them if they outside, stop by, like going outside, not them coming over spending the night.
What do you mean you've been on the road a lot, Mr. Little?
Shows, I do shows, musician.
Mm-hmm. How much child support do you send for them?
It's
not an answer. How much child support do you send for them?
$50 a week. Besides paying the $50, I do buy other things besides that. Just paying my $50.
You haven't seen them, according to you. You're traveling on the road. Don't play with me. Are you in arrears in your child support?
Not that I know of.
What do you mean, not that you know of? Have you been sending your money every week pursuant to the order?
You're right here.
Show me. Take this back. I'm not interested in this. I'm not interested in this. This is what fathers do for their children. I assume that those are receipts for clothes and things that you bought.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not interested in that.
Okay.
Stand up. Over there. Your last name is?
Tunley.
Miss Tunley, you get $50 a week from him?
No. I've been getting the money since the court ordered it from the Child Collection Service.
Since when?
Since October 13th of last year.
Since October of 09, it's been coming directly to?
Child support.
And you send it to child support?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, well, they look like there may be a couple missing.
I doubled up, if you look at it, it says 100.
But for the most part, he's current in his child support, which is $50 a week, is that right?
He has arrears.
For the most part,
yes.
He's current. Okay. Do you work?
No, not anymore.
How do you support your children?
I was on unemployment. It just stopped, so I'm still looking for work as of now.
Now, prior to the money going to child support enforcement, were you ever taken to court for arrears in child support?
No, ma'am.
Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Mr. Rogers, you indicate to me that you can prove to my satisfaction that he called Child Protective Services maliciously.
Your Honor, I got a tape recording. He knows when he calls the house that everybody's recorded because this is where I do my business.
Is what you're telling me that you recorded his voice?
Yes, I recorded him in a conversation about why he called CPS.
I'd like to hear it. Want to give it to me, Bert?
I say something to that?
No.
Okay.
I have to hear it.
All right, all right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What is this?
This is a registry. That he's a sex offender, registered sex offender, that he touched little boys and girls.
This is an incident that happened when I was 19 years old. It was one case with two people, and it was three older adults.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jelani Rogers claims the father of his girlfriend's children, Darnell Little, made false accusations to CPS and passed out defamatory flyers to his neighbors.
Go ahead.
He sacrificed his time, his life. So don't tell me about what I'm sacrificing and you don't know what my plans are.
You made me a part of it when you called CPS.
You became a part of it because the nigga wanted to speak her mouth and say what the f*** he said. Same way she sits there and say, oh, you told me to call CPS? Fine, I call CPS. That's the same he just did. So he wants to call tit for tat.
Got it.
But it's like calling the police and you're a gangster rapper. That don't
matter. Is that it?
Yes, ma'am.
What did she do to you, Mr. Little?
First of all...
What did she do to you, Mr. Little?
They called my mother. My mother called me in because he claimed to my mother that, oh, I don't want to have no problem with your son. My mother called me. I told my mother I didn't want to speak to him. My family said, you know, just speak to him because he's saying he don't want no problems. So if you notice that, it just jumped into an argument. That's because he was already saying stuff to me. And I'm telling him, as a man, you're sitting there telling me about calling CPS. And I'm telling him, well, as a man, you would call CPS too if your kid came the way my kid came to me.
That's not what you said there. What you said there was it's tit for tat. She called your mother, and you're calling CPS was, according to you, tit for tat.
Not tit for tat.
That's what you said.
I said tit for tat for what you, what are you talking about?
Your Honor, he's saying it's tit for tat because the argument that they had before October 13th, them going to court for child support. Prior to this child support, he's never paid child support. I've been with her for 18 months.
Just a sec. Is that true? Because I only have it dating back till October. So the question was, have you ever been taken to court for child support?
No, they just started taking me to court in October.
Have you been paying child support?
Yeah, I've been paying child support for my kids before child support even ordered me
How
the child
much?
Support. It was, like I said, it was 50. That's what they ordered me. But before then, it was 250, 200, 100 apiece. It was.
So why are you only paying 50 now?
That because they. Because
he's a liar.
The reason I'm
no,
paying.
No, if you were paying $250, Mr. Little, mm-hmm. why are you
only paying 50 now?
Because
when I went to child support, they asked me, what do I have to show? I proved all my receipts. On top of that, I have bank statements, but I have CDs for my kids for when they get older. It's money in the bank account for them. So it's right. I've been paying what I'm supposed to have been paying. So, you know, the judge looked at it and was like, well, Mr. Tunnelly, he is doing what he's supposed to do.
Did you file tax returns last year?
No, ma'am.
Why not?
Because I didn't get a chance to.
What about the year before?
No.
Okay. Now I'd like to see the complaint that was sent to Child Protective Services about you.
What I have here is...
I have to see what he said about.
Okay, this is the only letter that they sent us. They don't never give us the full complaint, but this
I
is the letter.
I have to see. Listen, Mr. Rogers. That's part of the complaint. I can't yes. help you. If he said to the Child Protective Services, listen, my girlfriend doesn't keep the children clean, and she caused my son to have an accident in his pants, well, that would be true. If he said something about you,
here it is right here, ma'am.
Then I'd like to see it.
And here's the unfounded letter to that, too.
And I have the paper from they sent me.
I'd like to see it. Did you call Child Protective Services on him?
I never called Child Protective Services on him.
Well, is what you're telling me somebody called Child Protective Services about you?
Yes.
Well, who do you know did that?
Them.
How do you know that? She says she didn't. Did you?
I didn't.
I don't know what this is about, sir. All I know is he was made the subject of a report that you acknowledge that you called in. And when I just asked you before, on what basis did you call Child Protective Services, there was zero complaint about him, which means you had no basis to call Child Protective Services about him.
Listen, they called me back. When they found that he lived there, because if you look, this was a different address than where he lived at than the address that he has now. And when they called me, they asked me, do I know anybody who's supposed to be staying there? And I'm like, yeah, that's the guy. I just pulled this off from the school, because the school find out what he is and what he does.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Excuse me, Your Honor. First of all, he knew about this, what he's trying to say, in the summertime.
What is this?
This is the registry. He's a sex offender, that he touched little boys and girls.
He was going around, just what he said. He was going around. This is an incident that happened when I was 19 years old. I made a mistake at 19.
Twice.
I apologized for
twice.
It. It wasn't twice. It was one case. It was one case with two people, and it was three older adults.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I think you're all scamming the system one way or another. And I think there's a certain psychology that I'm seeing that's going on and that's making me very uncomfortable.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jelani Rogers says the father of his girlfriend's children, Donnell Little, owes for making false accusations to CPS and for defaming his character.
How old are you now?
I'm 30, about to be 31 next month.
Is this the last time you were arrested?
No, it wasn't. I got arrested on an unrelated fighting charge 3 years after that. Other than that, I haven't been in trouble in like 6 to 7 years, right? I'm no longer on parole. I don't have any restrictions, anything. Because if I had any restrictions, I wouldn't be able to live right across the street from the kid's school.
But if you look on it, the address is not the same.
Your Honor, I have proof that I have now have joint custody of my kids. If I was a pedophile like you said I was.
My concern, Mr. Little.
My concern is about my boys.
No. If you were concerned about your boys, sir, you wouldn't be on the road. If you were concerned
But that's the way I make a living.
The federal government doesn't know about that, sir. We understand each other. If you're concerned about your boys living with him and living with her, find a job in Yonkers and get custody of your children and stay in Yonkers and raise your children. But you only care about them when you're not on the road.
No, you can't tell me I don't care about my
kids. No. I thought somebody was harming my children. I guarantee you I wouldn't be on the road. If I thought my children were being molested or not cared for, I would have been in the courthouse, sir, last summer.
I am in the courthouse.
No.
You can't tell me what I'm fighting my kids for, like, you know.
You're not fighting for your kids.
Do you have
a lawyer?
As right now,
as we speak.
No, ma'am.
Mr. Little. Well, since you don't pay taxes and you paid practically nothing in child support, then you should have enough money to have a lawyer to file an order to show cause alleging that your children are at risk and you want immediate custody.
Well, if the
court... You haven't seen him in a month.
Ma'am, if the court... It's the violation for her. I haven't seen my son because of her.
That's what I said to
you,
sir.
If I'm walking up the hill and I'm...
You're not following me, Mr. Little.
But if I'm walking...
I know you're used to being in control.
No, it's not me being in control, but you're telling me, you're like, oh, because they told you to pay less. It's not my fault. I was paying more before I was paying less. She chose to take me to court because they felt that I was making so much millions of dollars or whatever, you know what I mean? So they wanted to take me to child support then, because before I wasn't going to child support. She was getting everything for my sons as I gave it.
After he
with
got
no problem. They figured they seen a video, they seen a CD that came out. Oh, he got millions. Now let's take him to child support and try to get more money. It didn't happen that way because the bank statements and everything for my kids spoke for itself. So if the judge sit there and like, well, he's doing his thing, Ms. Tunley, and they asked her, did she want
it? Mr. Little, listen to me very carefully.
Yes.
I'm 10 times ahead of you, sir.
Okay.
If you've got bank statements with you as custodians or in joint accounts for your children, whose social security number did you use to open the accounts?
Mine.
No. Because then the federal government would take it if they knew that you were earning money and didn't file tax returns. That's what people do when they live in this country. If they make a video and they're making money, they file tax returns.
The label I'm signed to or whatever. They did that. They did their paperwork with that, with the filing and everything.
Mm-hmm. Everybody files taxes that earns money on April 15th of every year, Mr. Little. And my fault with you lies in the fact that I listened to the tape and you said that's what happens. It's tit for tat.
You heard a part when we was arguing back and forth.
I heard what you said.
Okay, you didn't hear the whole tape. He wouldn't play the whole tape. Why? You know what I mean? They called my mother house to speak to me.
Actually,
I didn't want to speak to them.
What does that have to do with Child Protective Services?
Because he's talking to me. We talking to the man. He's like Child Protective. I like, dog, I call Child Protective because of this.
Because of what?
Because, one, I don't want you around my kids.
Yeah, but you knew, sir. You knew about these convictions during the summer.
No,
2009.
No.
Not in the summer. Well, when did you find out about it?
In December. The same time with the child, with the CPS.
Your Honor.
In December.
Your Honor.
Yes.
The day of his kid's birthday, which is August 9th, he came up there and confronted me about why did I say that I wasn't taking care of my kids. I asked him, why was he going around passing out flyers? He knew that matter of fact, it was the last week in July. He knew that from July on to the birthday party, 3 weeks, all this drama was happening because he was passing out flyers.
It stated in your Facebook that when you came on it.
When were you notified, sir, that someone had made a complaint about you to Child Protective Services?
In December.
And who did you think did it?
I know who did it. Think, okay.
Who did you think did it?
Ms. Tully and Mr. Rogers.
How many other children do you have?
I have a daughter.
With whom?
With my baby mother. With my other baby mother.
Have you ever been in court with the mother of your daughter?
No, ma'am.
Do you support her?
Yes, ma'am.
How much?
A lot. He lives here.
Sit down.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
How much?
Whatever my baby mom's telling me that she needs this for my daughter. She needs pictures. She needs this or that, whatever.
I think that you called Child Protective Services on him out of spite.
No, ma'am.
But I also think that you probably all deserve each other. I think that you probably use Child Protective Services as a weapon.
This is not the first time.
I think that you all use Child Protective Services as a weapon, and I think you're all scamming the system one way or another. He works, he's not supposed to live there, you get public housing, you get food stamps, which all of which you didn't tell me, you also get unemployment insurance, that's what you told me. You haven't paid taxes in years. there's a certain psychology that I'm seeing that's going on and that's making me very uncomfortable. So there's no question in my mind, Mr. Little, that you called on this one occasion Child Protective Services on Mr. Rogers out of spite, as you say, tit for tat. But I'm not sure that you were the only one who did it. So on your complaint, Mr. Rogers, I'm awarding you $500, not $5,000. Do you understand?
Yes.
That's all.
Excuse me, step down, sir, ma'am, wait here.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Oh, definitely trying to get dig in my pocket.
He's a little man in a big man's body.
Now he sings, so he makes a song and video on YouTube about me.
The biggest guy I've ever known to have a Napoleon complex.
It's just crazy.
You get what I'm saying? Maybe he needs a father. I mean, I don't know. He needs help.